So I have completely been exposed for the fraud that I am, not by one, not just by two, but by four different publications that have now proven that I am absolutely not to be trusted for the future. And I don't want to talk about it now. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But before we jump into that, I got to let you know, Grand Theft Auto finally came out with the most real version of their game ever. It's not even, simulated. This is in real life, and it's Grand Theft Auto Seattle. And they came out with another version called Grand Theft Auto Portland, except you don't use a big black guy or Mexican guy with a gun. These are people that have, these are people with very small arms and a lot lighter skin that wear black for fun. They're essentially just like role-playing LARPers. You ever seen those people? Yeah, they've taken over Seattle and Portland. They've created their new cities full of plenty of homelessness, feces, drugs, and destruction like you'd expect from radical extremists. But you know, I can't even get into that until I first remind you guys that you need to make sure that you are drinking the best cup of coffee in America, because before we talk about all the madness and insanity, you know, I realize in every one of your lives are probably just as crazy. You got to deal with in-laws, you got to go to work every day, you got to go to school. So why not start every morning off with America's favorite cup of coffee? Black Rifle Coffee is an amazing freedom-loving roast. You can check it out right now at blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. Remember, they have every type of coffee you could want. Coffee rounds for your Keurig, whole bean, ground roast, even coffee cans if you don't like to make coffee and you like things a little more sweet. Anyway, use my code, go to blackriflecoffee.com/offensive to get 20% off your first order, and check out the Black Rifle Coffee Club. And you heard it from me, honestly, it's the best deal they have. But let's talk about this first. What the f*** is going on in Seattle and Portland? And I say that with a cup of a grain of salt, you know, I sip my cup of tea, because I'm used to Seattle and Portland being absolutely unhinged. But check this out, okay? If you haven't heard about this already, welcome to the game. Grand Theft Auto Seattle is now in this place called the Capitol Hill Free Zone, also known as Autonomous Zone. You've heard of AutoZone, get your auto parts there, but have you ever heard of the Automus gun? It's not gun-free zone. AutoZone gun? I don't know what this thing is called. It's called the Politically Community Center, the CHSZ Commune Barricades. People are calling it Chaz. What the hell did Chaz do to get brought into this weird communistic bullshit? But I will tell you, this is not a joke. Extremists have set up a country within the borders. And just to let you know, the mayor immediately condemned it. The police came in and they cleared it out, and we restored law and order as the taxpayers could return to business. Now, I'm just kidding. This wouldn't be the show if we didn't look at how ridiculous these people are. So the mayor of Seattle is completely letting this happen. Her name is Mayor Jenny Durkin. We've had a Karen, but have you heard of our Jennies? Mayor Jenny Durkin is the 56th mayor of Seattle, and that's all she says about herself, because that's pretty much all we can say about her success. But I do want to let you know that when it comes down to this, she did address this issue, and I need to get to it right now. She talks about what has happened in this area, and she started out by addressing Donald Trump's attack on her city by saying it's clear that real Donald Trump doesn't understand what's happening on the five square blocks of our city. Cal Anderson and Capitol Hill has for decades been a place for free speech, community, and self-expression. So first of all, free speech does not involve putting up barricades at the corners of a five block precinct, taking over the area, creating a communistic sharing of food, having your own police force. That's not free speech. That's just called enemy subversion tactics. But Mayor Jenny, who, for all we know, someone's got a gun to her head while she's writing this stuff. I hope someone has a gun to her head while she's writing this, or it doesn't even make sense. She says, lawfully gathering and expressing First Amendment rights, demanding we do better as a society and provide true equity for communities of color is not terrorism. It is patriotism. The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, hashtag Chaz. She's acknowledging the people in her city. They took over a part of her city, and she's going, we just acknowledge this. This is where tolerance is your own death wish. It's not a lawless wasteland of anarchist insurrection. It is a peaceful expression of our community's collective grief and their desire to build a better world. Given his track record, it's not hard to believe that Trump is wrong yet again. And so what is she talking about? Well, let's get into this. Let's talk about this peaceful zone of community that is actually a new nation.
One of the best articles is Anarchy in Seattle. It comes from cityjournal.org. It's been used as one of the number one sources for what's going on. These are people right there in the midst of it all. But it says here that Seattle's hard left cessationist movement has claimed its first territory, six blocks in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. For the past week, Black Lives Matter and Antifa affiliated activists have engaged in a pitch battle with Seattle police officers and National Guard soldiers in the neighborhood, with the heaviest conflict occurring at the intersection of 11th and Pike, which, by the way, has some of the best clam chowder you will ever try. But law enforcement had constructed a barricade to defend the Seattle Police Station building. Here's what's crazy. This is so crazy. Then in a stunning turn of events, the city of Seattle made the decision to abandon the East Precinct and surrender the neighborhood to the protesters. This is an exercise in trust and de-escalation, explained Chief Carmen Best. Officers and National Guardsmen emptied out the facility, boarded it up, and retreated. Immediately afterwards, Black Lives Matter protesters, Antifa, Black Shirts, and armed members of the hard left John Brown Gun Club, which, by the way, this gun club and the Puget City Gun Club are two very heavily armed people. And on Reddit, they have this this case that I'm an alt-right person. They get me in Seattle, and they get so mad because whenever I write tweets about them, I go, armed with assault rifles. And I use the term assault rifle because it's a trigger word, and it doesn't exist, right? There's no such thing as an assault rifle. The only way it becomes an assault rifle is if you assault someone with it. But it makes them so angry because they go, look at him gaslighting us. Yeah, I am gaslighting them a little bit just because they do that to us too. It's all fun and games. This is literally a video game. We're playing a video game. I swear to God, we are playing a video game. It says that they seized control of the neighborhood, moved the barricades into a defensive position, and declared it the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, even putting up a cardboard sign at the barricade declaring you are now leaving the USA. But it gets better. So they declare they're now leaving the USA. To me, that's an act of war, right? If you declare a zone in a city as not the country that you're living in, you'd expect the mayor to, I don't know, uphold law and order in the city. But no, you didn't get a mayor. You got a Jenny, right? 56 mayor. She's got a lot going for her. She's number 56. It's like, she's not the first, not the last. That's me, Jenny, a mayor of Seattle. Well, you would expect this to kind of go bad, wouldn't you? I would, and it does. On the new rebel state's first night, the atmosphere was festive and triumphant. Hood and men spray painted the police station with slogans and anarchist symbols, renaming it the Seattle People's Department East Precinct. Not very creative. That's the spoodist. Like, at least have, like, you know, be called the chows was better, right? Raz Simone, a local rapper with an AK-47 slung around his shoulder and a pistol attached to his hip, screamed, "This is war," into a white and red megaphone and instructed armed paramilitaries to guard the barricades in shifts. Later in the night, Simone was filmed allegedly assaulting multiple protesters who disobeyed his orders, informing them that he was the police now, sparking fears that he is becoming the de facto warlord of the Autonomous Zone. So, by the way, the mayor says it's not a war zone, and Donald Trump's wrong, but people in the zone are declaring it a war zone and declaring de facto leadership. So, who gives a flying who knows what about what's really happening? Jenny said it's not. And we trust Jenny because not only has she overseen one of the greatest downward spirals of an amazing American city, once known as the beautiful and amazing Seattle, which has really just gone down the gutters recently. If you've seen it, it's really bad. But she also says that people with guns saying this is war and declaring themselves an autonomous country doesn't exactly indicate an act of war. Well, it gets even better. Seattle Capitol Hill on the local news, Como News, has decided that on the peaceful morning, Police Chief Carmen Best, who said that it's de-escalation giving up the city, said that 911 calls from the area relating to assault, robbery, and sex crimes have more than tripled in the last 24 hours. Check this out.
Seattle's police chief and some officers just returned to the East Precinct on Capitol Hill. It is the same station that was emptied and boarded up as demonstrators took over the area in the so-called Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, as some are calling it. Our Como News cameras, take a look, followed the chief back into the station where she had a chance to inspect the now mostly empty building. Her goal is to reopen the precinct and have officers return to the neighborhood.
Our calls for service have more than tripled. These are responses to emergency calls, rapes, robberies, and all sorts of violent acts that have been occurring in the area that we're not able to get to. So it is not a right for us not to be able to deploy our officers here. We owe that service to everybody.
According to our crew that accompanied Chief Best into the precinct, there was some damage inside the garage. While it appears parts of the building were in disarray, we are told this is what it looked like when officers and the National Guard left the building on Monday.
Yeah, I am not surprised it was in disarray. First of all, I'm just going to say this. I don't think we should have women police chiefs of officers. Now, that might be an unpopular statement. I just don't think women should be running the police department. Call me a sexist or just call me smart. I don't know if that's the right job for the way that women are built and are. I mean, I think women can be officers. Some women are very masculine in their own ways. Some women have a lot to prove. But Carmen Best is not the best Seattle has to offer. I'm just going to say that. Like, if everyone, could you, if this is a very woman thing to do to retreat. That is a womanly thing. It really is. And if you think about it and you're going to say, oh, that's so rude. I get why a woman would order cops out. But, you know, it's so weak when you see these officers retreating. Now they're coming back in. But I do want to point this out. They are not being welcomed back in. Check out these officers being pushed out of the area just a few hours ago. Yeah, whose street? Our streets, bitch. Sir, have you even paid taxes in the last 7 years? That's a good question. Because at this point, the streets belong to the taxpayers. And at this point in time, it is the middle of the day on a Thursday, and you are yelling at police officers. I don't think you have a job. But to be fair, I want to be fair to these people. That officer was acting like a little bitch by running away. And that's really a case. What happened to our police of our country? What happened to strong men and women who just don't take this kind of nonsense? I mean, really, I respect a lot of officers. This is not against Leo's. I'm just saying, why are these people allowing themselves to be pushed out and abused and taken over by criminals? This is a country of law and order. What is going on here? There is this incredible Twitter that you can follow called Chaz Updates, which at this point, let me even just refresh this. At this point, has 12.9 thousand followers today, which is an update on accounts of things that have happened in the area. So they are having a defund SPD block party there. F the police, F the empire, get drunk on, you know, alcohol that was made by communists. No. Also, by the way, some of the great things that we've seen there. Look at this. Look at how beautiful that is. It looks like a nice, peaceful time of people running and lighting things on fire like any nice civilized area would do. Lighting trash cans on fire. Let's see some more things. Let's go down here. This is very scary. I don't like what I'm seeing, but I want to find this one image down here where they created a community garden. I don't know if I'll be able to find it, but it really made, yeah, look, they had a Lakota and Yakima women doing song and dance, natives there doing dances in the middle of the precinct. This is really deep stuff. Look, they started a garden in the park. This is not a joke. I'm not making this up. They started a garden. They're giving away free books. They had people bringing food. Some people went and looted and stole all the food to prank them, to show them what happens when you have no police. Yeah, look, here's the garden. Look at these people. They have this garden that they made in the park, and it's the most haphazard. Like, a few plants are like there, and there's this guy that's just sitting there with his gut out. You know that guy lives off McDonald's. Like, you just know he doesn't. Ain't no shame in that. A lot of us live off McDonald's, but he's just going, oh, like, that does not look like a double cheeseburger. And his little gut, he has a butt crack in the front of his stomach. Disgusting. But on top of that, look, you have this little plant. It's not even planted. It's wilting in the sun. Like, they're trying. Look at that person. Is that leaves coming out of their crotch? I don't even know what. I don't want to explain that. But it's just so, it's cute, you know? And it's like, why are the police bowing down to these people? Well, they're trying to take it back. And I'll let you know. I can't confirm or deny if I will be there, but I can confirm that I am traveling around the country and I'm going to go cover some of this stuff in person. So you have some really good footage that's going to be coming up very, very soon. So please stay tuned. Follow me at Elijah Schaefer. And also remember to subscribe to this podcast, audio only, on iTunes, Spotify. Click the link below. It really helps us out. But you know, to be honest, when I'm out in the field, this sounds really crazy, but one of the most irritating things is I always have to choose the right clothing, the right shoes, because I'm running for 12 to 14 hours on the field. I have to choose a light jacket, a hat, and everything. But one thing that people don't think about often in their clothing is, I don't know, their underwear. And underwear rides up, it chafes, it's never comfortable. You either pay too much money or too little money, and it's like the little ones, they rip and they break, and the ones that are expensive always underperform. But honestly, guys, I'm wearing Tommy John underwear right now. Tommy John is the best boxers I've ever worn in my entire life. They're the briefs. If you ever know if I'm a brief, it's a boxer briefs. They don't ride up, they don't chafe, they don't itch. They're amazing. And I tell you, I've tried so many brands, Target brands, Walmart brands, Hanes, even, what's that one? Calvin Klein. Tommy John beats everybody hands down, the most comfortable pair. And right now, if you go to tommyjohn.com/offensive, using my link in the description, you can get 25% off your order. So order for Father's Day, order for yourself. You can get something even for mom or something from, they have women's clothing too, like nightgowns and everything. But guys, I'm not joking. This is not even really an ad. It is, but I wear Tommy John's underwear and they look good and they feel even better. And my wife says I look good in them. So hey, guys, you want to look good for your girl? Go ahead and get in. Anyway, go to tommyjohn.com/offensive. I don't know. I just kicked my hamsters. I have a dwarf hamster on the floor and I kicked them. But go to tommyjohn.com/offensive. Okay, so that's happening. By the way, I forgot to mention that the Seattle rapper denied that he's a warlord. He said he was just screaming that because you just scream that I'm the warlord or whatever he screamed. But let's go ahead and let's get into some of this stuff. So I have had a few articles written about me, and I have to confess my sins. Guys, I've been exposed because these articles were not centerfolds showing my hot body in Tommy John underwear, which maybe you were upset about. You're like, man, I want to see you in Tommy John. Well, that's not what you're going to get today. But if you sign up at myonlyfans.com/Tommy, and I'm just kidding, I don't have an OnlyFans. By the way, I don't even know about it. We'll do an episode on OnlyFans. But I've been exposed, and I feel humiliated because these writers have created articles in the last week to discredit pretty much nothing I've said. And they lie about me. So I'm just going to get into this. These articles have tried to take me down, which means that I'm growing in strength. And that's good. That means that I'm becoming more of a threat. But it's not me. It's really all of you guys. Because the more support the show gets, it's because you guys are being so diligent to disseminate the truth that these people are getting pissed off because we are continuing to shape the narrative in the country towards the truth. And I want to let you know that the more hit articles people write on you, I know that they're going to use that to get the tech companies to remove your verification, then to delete you. But I'm going to let you know that these people lie while trying to call you a liar. And I want to expose some of the ways that they lie. There's this article by a name named Robert Mackey. And it's called Trump Boosts Video of Dallas Clash Edited to Cast Machete-Wielding Vigilante as Victim. Well, first of all, he almost died, so he's a victim. He's not cast as a victim. He is a victim. When you almost get killed and you look like you're dead, that's the definition of a victim. Now, if you deserved to be a victim, that's the better question. So I didn't do anything to cast this man as a victim. If you don't know the context, I uploaded a video of a man with a machete. I added full context in the tweets. I said that he was charged by rioters. Then he charged them. Then they attacked him. And then he got beat up. I wrote that in text and put up a clip of him getting beat up. There's nothing there. There's no secrets. There's no hidden things. But in this article called The Danger of Relying on Fragmentary Video Clips Posted on Social Media by Politically Motivated Witnesses to News Events was on full display in Dallas. Well, first of all, I wasn't politically motivated. People were destroying Dallas. There's no partisanship to showing riots. What is this? How is that Republican or Democrat? I didn't even know the Democrats were going to defend the riots. I literally had more hope for the Democrats 2 weeks ago than I've ever had in my entire life. I thought that they were going to condemn the riots. How are you going to twist this narrative to support the riots? I just thought this was like criminals versus law-abiding citizens. But it says two witnesses, a Black Lives Matter protest and right-wing video blogger, both captured a shocking act of violence. Let's see how they all describe me, right? This article says I'm a right-wing video blogger. But it goes on here to say that the edited clip was the work of Elijah Schaefer, a freelance producer for Glenn Beck's Blaze TV, which of course is, what does that mean, a freelance producer? I'm not a freelance producer, and Blaze TV is one word, and it's also not Glenn Beck's. Glenn Beck started The Blaze, which is a brand that is owned by Blaze Media, which is a bigger company that's not just owned by Glenn Beck. And then Blaze TV is not owned by Glenn Beck. People have no idea what they're talking about. But
To him, I was a right-wing blogger. Now I'm a freelance producer for Glenn Beck's Blaze TV. Never reached out to me for comment, by the way. So that's how good of a journalist he is. And I'm a pro-Trump political activist. Hey, I actually don't think I'm a political activist. And I host a YouTube talk show dedicated to mocking left-wing protesters. That's all a little true. It's not dedicated to mocking left-wing protesters. Left-wing protesters mock themselves. And I just showcase it. But he goes on to say that Schaefer edited out the first 18 seconds he had recorded, which showed what happened immediately before the beating began, and wrote a caption that gave the false impression that the man was a store owner who had been attacked by looters. So did I say that the man was a store owner? Did I really say that? No, I didn't. I said this. It appears he attempted to defend a shop. I just said he attempted to defend a shop, which apparently I spoke to him. He was defending a bar. That wasn't his. I didn't even say he was a store owner. I never said that. And so it's like they say that I made it appear that he was a store owner. To who? Who? How do you read that? He appeared to defend a shop. A shop. Not his shop. A shop. But on his Instagram account, which is the same edit that has been viewed over 500,000 times with a close-up of the man's bloody head on the pavement, Schaefer explicitly cast the protesters as the aggressors, writing, "It appears he attempted to defend a shop." No, I didn't. I said, "It appears he attempted to defend a shop with a large sword. Looters ran at him and then he charged riders." I said they ran at him and then he charged them. I put it in there. They were the aggressors, theoretically, from what I saw. I mean, I'll just leave that. That's what I saw, that they were throwing rocks and stones at him. Whatever. How do I get the full picture? And this is what these people do. They have like days of time to piece things together while you're doing the job that they wish they could do. And then they write about you. He couldn't even get who I was down in the same paragraphs. Like, he couldn't even categorize me as the same way. But then there was a right-wing watch, which is the funniest thing, is that Blaze TV host deceptively edits video. So now I'm a Blaze TV host, which is more realistic. Trump laps it up. So now we get down to it. They don't care about my credibility. They're just mad that Trump gives me attention and not them. They want to suck on the tit of Trump, these people. They want Trump's attention. They want the negative attention. But here's this one. A host for Glenn Beck's Blaze TV. Now we're making progress. At least Blaze TV is one word here. That's pretty good, right? Blaze TV is one word. But a host for Glenn Beck's Blaze TV selectively edited a video clip. And you know, they always say that. You selectively edited it. What does selectively edit mean? Selectively edit means when you purposely edit something to make someone say something or to do something that didn't happen. Editing is just changing a clip to do and show what you need it to show. So when they say like you selectively edited it, technically we all selectively edit our clips because we select and edit. But I never showed something that wasn't true. In fact, when I cut my clip to not show the guy charging, it's because I didn't capture the whole event of everyone else stoning him. So in fact, I edited my clip so that it didn't make it, it actually made the story true. That's why I added the full context in text. If I would have put a full clip out up front, it would have actually made the guy look like he was just randomly charging them, which wasn't the case. So I added the text context, but who cares? It says Texas, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Elijah Schaefer, who hosts a Blaze TV political entertainment show. That's the best description I've ever heard. Best description? That political entertainment show. Shared the short video clip on Twitter Saturday night showing a crowd of protesters intensely beating a man. And they said he's attacked while attempting to protect his store. He put in quotations that I said that he was trying to protect his store. I didn't say that. It's not even in the tweet. The poor moron didn't even read the tweet. And this guy, by the way, inspired the Dayton, Ohio shooting. It's true. He even wrote in here that I said that. So he did. He inspired the Dayton, Ohio shooter. This man literally works with terrorists, and he's a pro-Antifa individual, and that's just the truth. And he quoted me on saying that. The Blaze TV said that he asked me for comment, and instead the Blaze TV employee, which is not true, I'm not an employee of Blaze TV, whatever, and the Blaze TV employee basically accused this reporter, talks about himself in third person, of attempting to incite murder against him. I did. I accused him of trying to incite murder against me. That's how you have to deal with these radical left-wing people who try to take you down. You just deal with them the way they deal with you. You just, I don't know. I've read articles that you try to get people murdered, and you make up stuff about my tweets. Who's wrong and who's right here? I don't know. But when Right Wing Watch asked for clarification on whether Schaefer had in fact interpreted our request for comment about his editing decision as a threat of violence, Schaefer answered in the affirmative. And I did. I just think that Right Wing Watch is a pro-Antifa, pro-terrorist organization, and I believe that the writers there are trying to incite violence against people, and I'm going to just stick to that. Because they think that we're all, they say we're all alt-right, and we're all, you know, know, working neo-Nazis. So, hey, they're trying to kill us. So that's all you have to say. But the best part is, it says, as first reported by The Intercept's Robert McKay, Mackey. So he's using an incorrect source. It got a lot wrong as his one of his main sources, which is how that this is how the media works. They use all of their own clips from all the different news shows as evidence. Like they go, well, Trump is racist. How is he racist? Well, they said on MSNBC that Trump is racist. Well, why did MSNBC say it? Oh, because they said on CNN he's racist. Why does CNN say he's racist? Oh, because they heard on a show on Morning Joe on MSNBC that he was racist. And it's like, is Trump really racist? No, he's not. But everybody says he's racist and they use each other. And then you create this whole false narrative that Elijah Schaefer is lying. But am I? Because guys, they did it. They finally found my weakness. They found my kryptonite. They used a picture of Tommy Lahren upset and freaking out. Like, oh, and the title says, Fox News host GOP staffers spread fake Antifa attack claim fabricated by Blaze TV producer. Oh no, Tommy Lahren goes, ah, oh no. A guy, you wrote a tweet that was fake. And she's like, you know, I don't know where this came from. And the whole source of this article is that, you know, it was so false that Tommy Lahren retweeted one of my tweets and then she had to delete it because I said that these protesters broke into the Seattle City Hall when I was literally reporting off of the report of a reporter who said they broke into City Hall. And I just was reporting off of what happened. Turns out a City Hall member allegedly let the people in with a key and allowed them to enter, which number one is probably illegal. I don't think she has the right to let in massive hordes of protesters. Number one, due to fire code, but also after hours, did she get the city council's permission? Did she get the permission of the mayor? I don't know, but I know that she's against the mayor. She's a rival and she also speaks out against him. But there's this entire article about how I use this word about they've broken into City Hall. I didn't even say illegally. And they start adding terms like Elijah said they illegally broke in. I never used that word. But all this said and done, this is where they finally got me. Schaefer's claim was amplified considerably by ex-Blaze TV colleague Tommy Lahren. She's not my colleague. Like, I've never worked with her in my entire life. I don't even know her. I met her fiance or her husband at like a dinner in Beverly Hills. Other than that, I have no correlation with this woman. But she's now a Fox News host on Fox Nation who has 1.6 million followers. Lahren removed the tweet, a Fox News spokesperson said, following an inquiry by Gizmodo. Cool, you got me, man. I made one tweet with a confusion based off of a report by an actual reporter on the ground and then just, I don't know, went to bed and woke up and didn't know. But here's what's happening, guys. They are trying to do whatever they can to use whatever word. They are saying I said illegal when I didn't. They're saying that I said he was a store owner when I never said that. And that's what they do. They expose lies that you never said to make you look like you're somebody who you're not to try to take you down. But it just won't work with somebody like me. But it might with you guys. But I want to let you know, guys, you know, if you are at this point feeling like, you know, you might be getting taken advantage of by, I don't know, your insurance company, your car insurance might be really high right now, or you don't know if you have the best rate, where do I go, Progressive, here or there. Look, I'll tell you right now, if you go to Gabby.com, that's Gabi.com/offensive, you can compare the rates of every major car company. They also have plenty of other different types of insurances that you might have as well. So you basically just put in a couple information, 2 minutes, they'll let you know if you have the best rate or if there's something better for you. And you might, you know, I think a lot of their followers save, some people are saying $400 a year, $600 a year, $800 a year. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money that people are saving by just giving up 2 minutes of their time right now by going to Gabby.com/offensive to check to see right now how you can save money on your insurance. But before we close out today, I want to remind you guys all that, you know, as we continue to go through this season, people are taking over, you know, zones. They're taking over cities. As people are talking crap online and lying, the truth does matter. And we need to fight for it. And we need to continue to remember that no matter how hard the going gets, that your support is what keeps the show going. So please, guys, continue to sign up at blazetv.com. /slightly offensive. That's blazetv.com/slightly offensive. Use my code Elijah below to get $10 off of your subscription. It helps us out a lot. Please go there today, as well as checking out our podcast every week as audio only on wherever you can find podcasts. Anyway, have a great rest of the week as always, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.